All right, hello everybody. Nice, good sounding crowd in the house today. Thank you all for being here. Welcome to this presentation of new works inspired by the Beatty Museum here by the students of creative writing at UBC and also the School of Music. Very happy that you guys are all here. I want to first say that we recognize this event is taking place on traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. My name is Tarek. I teach creative writing here at UBC, and the students that you're going to see performing today are part of my class. And I want to first say that I'm extremely proud of them. Many of them showed up to class at the very beginning and said that they had never sung before outside of, like, in the shower or maybe in a car with the windows rolled up. And now they're here performing, singing into mics, and it's very exciting playing guitar. So I think you guys are going to have fun. They're going to play songs that they wrote, songs that were inspired by this place. That was part of the thing for this class, that they had to come to the Beatty Museum, find some inspiration, and take that back with them and work on some music. A very cool place to be here, right? This is kind of nice. I think it's beautiful. This is sort of, I think, the second time we've done it under here. Right under, for all those listening in Radio Land, we are underneath the blue whale skeleton here. If you know the Beatty Museum, we're right under there, positioned under the bones. And it's an excellent atmosphere. So, as I say, you're going to hear some wonderful pieces. I'll let you know the names of our participants, our students today. We have Bailey Becker and Sebastian Wen, Sarah Henderson and Fletcher Mills, Jinmo Kim and Kately Nikiforuk, Olivia Ate and Ricardo Kayet. Also helping out with that performance, Fatima Syed, who isn't in my class but has graciously offered her vocal skills to that performance. Darren Hsu, Stephanie Hungerford, Olivia Hoffman, and Chelsea Forrester. These are our fine students today. Also, Matthias Taylor and Mickey Lee Smith. Mickey couldn't be here today, but we have Darren and Chelsea also from our class filling in and helping out on guitars and vocals. But Mickey certainly did her task in composing the song. So I know you guys are all excited to hear the music. I have a few folks I want to thank before we do that, because this wouldn't be possible without the help of these people. First of all, the Beatty Museum have been an awesome support here, and I'm really happy that they let us come and do this every year. Maybe one day they'll be like, we got to get these guys out of here. What's going on? But they've been so supportive. Nicole, Jackie Chambers, Derek Tan working on the sound back there. Amy Gibson's been an awesome help. All my emails that go back and forth. So thank you guys so much for letting us be here at the Beatty Museum again this year. CITR Radio, of course, they have been an excellent support all the year round. They had the students in actually at some point during the year to do live interviews on the radio, and they podcasted it and everything. Live interviews about the songs that you're going to hear today. It was sort of halfway through the term when they were still generating ideas. So CITR has been an amazing help. Eleanor Wearing, Madeline Taylor is here today, Josh, Jonathan Harris. We have some volunteers helping out today as well. Avery, Nitu, and John. Thank you guys for coming and doing this. It's really excellent. They're doing, as I say, a live broadcast, so it's a lot of work. I want to thank the folks over at Arts IT, always very helpful with any needs that we have, technical. Certainly UBC Creative Writing, all the good folks there, Linda and Annabelle, who are the co-chairs of the department, helping to get this class up and running and on board. And there's some folks over at UBC Music as well, who I wouldn't have been able to pull this class together without their help. Richard Kurth and Rain Graham were a big help in the and the development, and making sure we got some students to enroll and participate in getting the word out. So thanks to those guys. Let's give all those people a big hand. All right, well, thanks again to my students again for being so brave and doing this, and thanks to you guys for coming and supporting this afternoon. I really appreciate it. I know it's Friday afternoon. So I think we're about ready to hear the music and jump into our first act. I will remind you that they'll be, you know, we are our own collaborative, that means roadies. We're doing everything, right? So there's going to be some motion and movement in between sets, so we can give us a, you know, minute or whatever that we need to do to kind of arrange things act by act. But I think you should have some fun. So shall we kick it off? I believe Bailey and Sebastian are starting us off. So give them a big hand.
Hi, everybody. I'd also like to thank Tarek for running a great class, teaching me lots of things. I don't really know how to use this second instrument, but I'm going to try. And this first song we're going to play for you is about starlings. Disappear into the sky like a thought. I will still be here as the snow continues to fall.
Life's much easier as a tree. Spending years and years beside my friends, making finer leaves. Hang around the same old place, but never tired of being free. Here I'll stay, and here I'll ground and won't back down for my beliefs as the earth beneath me shakes and the seasons change. Here I'll stay and here I will remain.
Two moths lie perched on a May leaf. Quivering downwind beats, jacked legs, torque coursing electric, they are the underdogs of meeting. The pheromones calling lost bottle, directionless longing for her. He looks at her with Lilith's kaleidoscopes. He does not speak English, but he knows what love is. It is written on the patterns of her wings.
I imagine life's confusing as a tree. How'd we get here? Why can't move? And why are people mean? Why do we keep losing steam? Here I'll try to stay, and here I will remain. I imagine life is complicated as a tree. Live with family for a thousand years in harmony. Wanna leave, wanna breathe fresh new air for relief. Here I'll stay, and here I will remain.
They both know, with all the confidence of religion, what is meant to be happening here. The fundamental truth. Their meeting. She nudges a jaw towards a humming thigh, a long drawn pause, that pop vision shine of ecstasy. Even bugs know God. An apple in between caresses.
I imagine life is difficult as a tree. See the fire, smell the smoke without the capability to flee. Feel the scorch of a spark. Feel your body with no restraint. Here I have to stay, and here I will remain. I imagine life is heartbreaking as a tree. Wake up next to loves and cousins, ashes, memories. See the place where they stood so long. They couldn't stay, but I remain.
Kick it up a notch. This is our last song for you, and it's called Roadkill. Why is that funny? This last song is called Death.
Is the thick tree line
trucker's steel. Trucker hits the steering wheel. That gets killed. The grass it moans in delirious light. The heart escapes like a runaway kite.
And I guess normally they would say with music, we want to bring the house down, but I'd like to preserve all of you from a horrible death from 2 tons of whale skeleton. So rather, we seek to bring it to life. And so enjoy these songs. And also, I wonder why they don't put humans in museums.
So early.
sun didn't even make its way through the half-baked blinds I hung up late last spring. I'm waiting to be born again in the ashes of you, my friend. Dust me off, it don't matter what I'm wearing. Nothing but briefs and a shirt, suit and tie. Nothing much matters when your time's gone by. Lock me up in a fancy museum. Don't matter where I am, just throw away the key. To be born again in the ashes of you, my friend.
Thank you.
It's a sacrifice I made last year to donate my blood, my body to you. You can see that everything's changed. I've stayed the same. You know this ring's true. Join me behind the looking glass, behind the looking glass. There's no way out. One day, when everything's gone, we'll stay the same. Just us this time, the arms and your legs, your delicate spine. Glass is clear, I keep seeing your light shining behind the looking glass. Keep traces alive. Join me behind the looking glass. The looking glass. There's no way out.
Thank you. All right, this is the last one.
Waiting to be born again out of the ashes of my friends. How can I be somebody else? And all I did was try. Sometimes this whole body knows me more than it often lets on. Out of respect for everyone. Grows with somebody falls, soaking what's found, a flesh in the ground. I'll be reborn if somebody falls, my second chance to live a life for my friends. Waiting to be born again. And now some flower stalks, parts of myself. Sometimes this whole body knows me more than it often lets on. Why would it tell everyone? Knows I'll carry on. A carnation grows. Somebody falls, soaking what's found, a flesh in the ground. I'll be reborn with somebody falls, my second chance to live life for my friends. Waiting to be born again out of the ashes of my friends. How can I be somebody else when I'm not all myself?
Thank you.
For those of you tuning in now, we are broadcasting live with CITR 101.9 FM here at the BD Museum. These are the final projects of many UBC creative writing students.
Yeah. Who's graduating this year? Yeah. You should have far more enthusiasm than that. I mean, we're free, almost free. I mean, I love this place.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Olivia. Is this on? Okay, cool. Hi, I'm Olivia.
I'm Chelsea.
And this is a song that we wrote called Inside Out. Not like the movie, but coincidentally
sort of,
the same.
Yeah, coincidentally yeah. The same.
Thank you.
splitting somewhere else. Even when I'm simply sitting still, I'm folding deep inside my shell, hanging halfway off the shelf, collecting dust. I crack myself within the crowd. When outside noises get loud, I seek refuge. I don't want to be abused. So people always seem to be removed. Body works quietly, without spectacle, without recognition. My body, without rest, blends into the mess. I am above and inside, hiding in plain sight. Safety, one I can conceive, living within the spectrum of me. I can never stay outside too long. I long for walls, for ceiling, for skin. I retreat under blankets, create tents, prevent visibility. You know I do magic. Can make any situation into danger. I weave anxiety all around me. I don't remember when it started. A touch isn't enough to bring me back. I close my eyes and imagine that episode of the yellow school bus. You know, the one where they shrink small into the body of their classmate. Pill size. Enter the body. I am that pill. Constantly flowing inside my own skin, my own veins, my own tissue as insulation. I feel my own skin too sensitive. Too raw, I am too raw to stay here.
Hollowed out, placed on.
are tuned into CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live Vancouver, UBC, on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory. Going to be here broadcasting live new works inspired by the BD Biodiversity Museum here at the BD Biodiversity Museum until 3:30 p.m., after which point we will resume regular programming. Stay tuned.
Told me she couldn't even breathe inside her home. She said it's been weeks since I haven't felt alone. There's only this blue, blue water. Her face. Why am I seeing red in this blue, blue water? Faint trails of blood from where I last saw her. Oh,
ooh, so shelter me from the monsters outside, trapped within these crystal walls with nowhere to hide.
Blue water.
Nothing but blue, blue water.
arch brittle between my own fingers. Dance in the river, the heart of this place. I am witness to the stories that breathe into baskets, stitching the tapestries. I am witness, I am without, I am spirit. So hallelujah, so
to the concrete jungle as it overtakes hills and grass. I am witness, I am ashes, I am dust.
For those of you tuned in now, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live here from the Beatty Biodiversity Museum, right under the Blue Whale Skeleton. We've been hearing performances, live performances, new performances from UBC Creative Writing and Music students for their final sort of piece for the year's course, which was about advanced forms of lyrics, writing for musical forms. Please enjoy.
Nope. Yes. There we go. Hi, I'm Stephanie. This is Darren. Why, thank you. We have two songs for you today. The first one is called Please Save Us. And it's a bit of a parody on what you see in the halls. If you haven't gone through the Biodiversity Museum yet, you'll know what I'm talking about after this song. Because maybe all of these animals are actually alive. Okay. Walk these dark halls. Are you creeped out by the eyeless fish? Is it Halloween? Are these zombies? Someone get me out of here. No, wait, I hear a voice. These fish are talking to me. They say, get me out of this jar. I must be going crazy. A secret drawer. Do you dare to look inside? What do you see? Is it taxidermy? Close it fast and run away. No, wait, I hear a voice. Taxidermies are talking to me. They say, please get me out of this drawer. I must be going crazy. They say, please save these fish in the jar. Please save the furry snow leopard. Please save these taxidermied birds. Please save the algae and seaweed. Please save us. Please save us, 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 please save us. Now the talented Darren is switching to the piano. This song is called Rainbow Feathers. I stare and stare. I am awestruck.
Got a few more performances for you here from the BD Biodiversity Museum here at UBC before we resume with regular programming. For those of you just tuning in, this is CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory. And we are at the New Works performance featuring creative writing and music students from UBC, sort of putting together works inspired by the specimens here at the BD Biodiversity Museum. So stay tuned. If you care to listen to this in podcast form later, it will be available on our site, citr.ca.
Okay, how's everybody doing? Awesome. Well, first I want to thank, is this on? I want to thank Tarek for putting together such an awesome class. My name is Matthias, and I wrote these three songs that we're going to sing for you with Mickey Lee Smith, who sadly could not be here today, but Darren and Chelsea are helping me out. So, yeah, without further ado, this is Ocean Song. Some technical difficulties.
Sing to the ocean.
ocean, the melody beneath the water. Cling to the ocean, sing deeper, farther. Are you singing for someone? Echoes in the great blue distance, drowned in the white noise. Surrender to the sound. Can you hear it? Soft and clear. It's a shame that you won't be understood. Your crying eyes will be denied. Oh, it's a shame no one listened to your song. Roaring ships, they float above, higher than a mountaintop, hiding every whisper in the waves. Loud and clear from far away, brighter than the light of day, flooding notes and stealing every phrase. Sing to the ocean, a melody beneath the water. Cling to the ocean, sing deeper, farther. Can you hear it? Soft and clear. Oh, it's a shame that you won't be understood. Your crying eyes will be denied. Oh, it's a shame no one listened to your song.
Second song is called Blue Bones, and that is a blue whale, and it's also bones, so you may guess where the inspiration for this song came from. Oh,
soul used to be so whole. All strung up in this role, I'm never getting older. So pick apart my tilted heart, narrow blood and brains, take them all away before the boneyard ghost comes back to haunt me. And I remember how I used to soar, oh, to be weightless and the rain would never pour. Oh, to be whole. Oh. Cold, I'm bluer than my bones. I'm hung up on what used to be so, used to be so cold. I'm hung up on this road, 'cause I remember I used to be so, cold. I'm bluer than my bones. I'm hung up on what used to be so, cold. Up in this row, I'm never getting older.
I used to be so, I'm strung up in this row, I'm never getting older. Thank you, thank you. So for our third, we wanted to do something a little bit different, and we thought of this really cool character that was based on one of the animals in the museum, and it was a starfish, because Mickey really loves starfish. So we thought of this like kind of 70s style like gangster who's also a rock star, and we started out just making a funk song, but it ended up kind of being a little bit of a exploration of mortality and what that means. So it's called Star.
Known as the starfish, he is the star of the show. Out of his cage, rock and roll. Cold as the Arctic, a natural predator. The whole food chain is a joke tonight. Oh, so if you see him coming, then you better get back inside. So if you see him coming, you're in for a good time. Life of the party. Everyone loves a good show. He'll turn your tears into snow all night. Oh, five-legged bandit, convict and misanthrope. He's got a debt, but he's got no time. Oh, one, two, three, four, five. It's more than you can buy. There's no way you can hide. Oh, I'm counting six, seven, eight, nine. You're surely out of line. Sun won't always rise, but ain't nobody shine as bright as him tonight, even if we don't make it out alive. 'Cause nobody can kill the light inside when you're the star of the show. Ain't nobody shine as bright as him tonight, even if we don't make it out alive. 'Cause nobody can kill the light inside when you're the star of the
show. Star people, star people, don't last the night, don't last the night. Star people, star people, don't last the night, don't last the night.
Star people,
don't last the night, don't last the night.
Star people,
don't last the night, don't last the night.
Ain't nobody shining as bright as him tonight, even if you don't make it out alive. 'Cause nobody can kill the light inside when you're the star of the show. Ain't nobody shining as bright as him tonight.
people. Don't last the night. Don't last the night. Star people. Star people. Don't last the night. Don't last the night.
Okay, everybody. We're going to have some audience participation. I'm going to sing something, and you're going to sing after me, okay? You can do that? I can't hear you. Yeah? Okay, I'm going to sing. Star people, star people. And you sing, don't last the night, don't last the night. So I sing, star people, and you sing, don't last the night, don't last the night. Okay. Star people, star people. Ain't nobody shine as bright as sin tonight, even if you don't make it out alive. Cause nobody can kill the light inside when you're the star of the show. Ain't nobody shine as bright as sin tonight, even if you don't make it out alive. Cause nobody can kill the light inside when you're the star of the
star
show.
Star people, don't last the night, don't last the night. Star people, star people. Don't last the night, don't last the night.
Thank you, thank you.
Good job, man.
You sound great.
Yeah.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live, still here at the BD Biodiversity Museum, UBC, in Vancouver, on ceded Coast Salish Musqueam land. We got a few more performances for you. We're only in now, and we're going to be going until about 3:30, after which we will resume regular programming here at CITR 101.9 FM. Now, if you're just tuning in, what you're hearing today is some of the final projects of people who have been in the Advanced Lyrical Forms course in the Creative Writing Program. It's an interdisciplinary program at UBC here, so you're kind of hearing the fruits of these students' labors. They have worked on these performances for several months, basically, and all of them are inspired by specimens here. Taxidermy is various scientific ephemera here at the BD Biodiversity Museum. They are, in fact, performing under a giant blue whale skeleton, although I suppose that goes without saying. There aren't exactly many small blue whale skeletons floating around. Avery, what's been some of the things that have stuck out in the performances for you? Oh, sorry, we're getting a bit of noise now, actually. I think the performances may be beginning, so we're just going to go back to that right now. Never mind. That was just a bit of a technical error. Avery, what's been some of the stick-out things that you've seen so far today?
Well, I think one of the common threads I found among all the performances was that the songs were very autobiographical, and they were very contemplative. And they were just really mellow and acoustic, and that's kind of my jam, so I've really been enjoying these performances.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the kind of vibe that a museum brings out in you, the chance to just kind of walk at your own pace, take in the atmosphere.
Just absorb everything around you.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's something nice here. We're seeing like very folksy, contemplative performances, like you're saying. I think we're about to go into the next performance, too, though.
Very good.
Spring moved back encyclopedias. They were dusty and the pages smelled stale. Like past times gone by and old bookbinding glue. Upon the pages there were faded photographs and explanations. And maroon dugongs with tail shaped like spoons, and Yangtze River dolphins, which went extinct about 10 years ago. I would read those books from cover to cover, nature documentaries. I soon discovered each time I was home with a flu or a cold, I'd stack blankets and pillows to make a strong hold. Eat instant noodles, turn on the TV, watch Animal Planet or BBC. Your British voice. David Attenborough, your knowledge of nature is thorough, even about the two worms at the bottom of the sea. Oh dear Sir David, no one else could have narrated planet Earth like you did. No one else, no one else, no one else. I wanna be just like David Attenborough, a darling of the wildlife documentary filmmaking world. I wanna be just like David Attenborough. I know he's an old British man and I'm a young Canadian girl. I want to tell the whole planet that snowflake eels have another pair of jaws in their throat. I want to tell the whole planet about the digestive system of the mountain goat. I think people should know. Dolphins were basically blind, at least until we killed them. Rats have 5 livers. I want everyone to know that. David Attenborough, I love the way your eyebrows furrow on that lemur special on BBC. Oh dear Sir David, I believe that we are fated to be together. Just to clarify, I meant professionally. I swear this isn't a love song. I just really respect him. And true. much sorrow, 'cause you're nearing 91 years of age. Oh, dear Sir David, you'll always be appreciated. Oh, dear Sir David, you'll never be overrated. David Attenborough, you're the naturalist broadcaster that I'll always prefer.
All right, can we get all the students who just performed to come back up here and maybe take one more big round of applause and bow? Come on up here, you guys. Give them a hand. All right, take a bow, you guys. All right, a big thank you again to everyone, the folks here at the BD Museum, CITR, for doing this excellent live broadcast and helping us here with our technical and our sound. And thanks to you guys again for coming. This has been a real pleasure to have you, and thank you for your support. And hopefully we'll see you again right back here under the Blue Whale Skeleton next year. So enjoy your Friday, and we'll see you soon. Peace.
The Reel to Reel Film Festival for Youth runs from April 2nd to the 8th and features films from around the world for kids and the young at heart, with fun activities for the whole family. The festival closes Saturday, April 8th with the West Coast premiere of the wonderful French film Louise by the Shore. Jean-Francois Lahouanie's inspired hand-drawn animations that capture a beach town's pastel hues and moody blues. Check out r2rfestival.org to get more information about the showtimes at Van City and Roundhouse Theater, workshops, an interactive panel, a showcase of films made by youth, and Sunday Fun Day.